Well, I don't know. It might surprise you that there are many Christians around the world that think Anglicans are not on fire for the Lord. That our reputation is that we're like the British. We're afraid to show emotion. And anyway, that is our reputation. And a long time ago now, I was at a breakfast meeting in Syracuse, New York, and the speaker was a man by the name of Martin Mims. Martin Mims, by the way, eventually became a priest and a bishop, and is now serving as a bishop. And but at that time, he was working as the corporate head for many computers for Mobil Oil Corporation worldwide. And he was making a lot of money, and he was doing the youth group at St. Paul's in Darien, Connecticut. And he had been invited to be a speaker as a layman at a Full Gospel Businessmen's Breakfast, which I found myself at because my priest then invited me to go as a layman. And so anyway, as he started his presentation that day, Martin Mims said, you know, I have a straight from God, right from his word, that Anglicans go to be with the Lord first. And everybody was stunned at that, and they were going, no. And he says, here it says, right in 1 Thessalonians, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And you know, and it was hilarious, and it really broke the ice. And you can imagine where it went from there. But it was a very powerful sermon. But he was talking about, you know, an assumption in what he said is that there's going to come a moment in time when Jesus is going to return. And we've all often said we believe that, but we don't talk about it very much. There are some people that you have ongoing dialogues about when Jesus is returning, and they read the tea leaves. They know sort of when the time is coming, even though Jesus himself did not know when he was in the flesh. They're sure that they do know. We are told, however, we can tell, you know, what the season is going to be when it's nearing. And so we're told to be aware, to be on watch, because a moment in time is coming. And at that moment, it's the time when we're going to find ourselves having to speak forth for our life. What is our relationship with God? What is the measure of our life as we find ourselves at that moment in time? It comes, it says, like a moment, it's just going to go boom like that, and then it's too late to prepare. So today's talk is talking about these bridesmaids. It's a time to be prepared. And the time lingers only because God cares for those who have not given themselves to him. It's out of love. He keeps delaying so more and more and more might hear the message of salvation. And so, however, sometimes a delay can be misinterpreted. It might mean that, you know, he's just not coming again. And our promise is that God has said that he is coming again. And we keep saying things like this in the Nicene Creed, which we're going to say immediately following this sermon. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Now, we say that over and over and over. The question is, but do we believe it? Do we really think he's coming again? And if he's coming again, so what? That's the question. I'm always fascinated with timing. You know, things, I think God has an interesting sense of humor. Apparently a year ago, Nancy, our secretary, signed up our family on Netflix. She just failed to tell us about that. And so it was a year later, and she says, well, why aren't you using the Netflix? And I said, huh? What's that? You know, and she explained it to me. Well, we found out there's a lot of cool things on Netflix. And just last week, we watched three movies. interestingly, Left Behind, and then its sequel, and its next sequel, right? We watched all three of those, not knowing at that point, you know, exactly what I was going to have to preach about today. You know, it's really nice. God has a real sense of humor. And so the Left Behind series is obviously based on what people have called the rapture. You know, it says that Jesus is coming again, and people trying to figure out, okay, how does that fit into this time of tribulation that's talked about in the book of Revelation? And, you know, which one is God going to do? Is he going to take the believers away first so we don't have to go through the tribulation? They call that pre-tribbers, the people that believe that you're going to be actually prevented from going through this tribulation. There are also, it's a large group of people called the mid-tribbers, you know, right? They believe that about halfway through, most Christians are going to have had enough. You know, it's time to remove them. And then the other one is we're going to go through this whole thing, and at the end, you know, God is, after that time, is going to give everybody a chance to make their mind up, and then at that point, he's going to come in and remove his church. By the way, the Left Behind series believes in the pre-trib rapture, right? And so it's kind of interesting. In the movie, there are two things that they do. Number one is the people that had given their hearts to Jesus at that moment, they all go. And all the children on earth at that moment. Because, see, they haven't had time to make a decision about who Jesus is, what the gift of salvation is, or any of that stuff. So the assumption in that story is in God's love, he would bring all the children unto himself. And I believe that to be true. So the question is are the parents going to go be with their kids? You know, so that's an interesting thing. You know, your mind kind of runs on things like this. It's fascinating. There are people in all of every generation throughout history that believe they're living in that generation when this is going to happen. And you will not be surprised to find out there are many people that believe that in our lifetimes, well, at least you young people, well, Brian and Lauren at least, you know, will be around. Yeah, and Eric and Rachel, you know, some of you will actually maybe be around, you know, for the second coming to happen. There's a fascinating little thing in that Old Testament lesson. On the one side, we're told this is good news for those that are going to go be with the Lord. However, we're told in the Old Testament about what happens if you're on the other side. And it says, this is not going to be a great day for you. You know, this is going to be the beginning of a really, really bad, you know, nightmare. You know, that's going to go on for a long time because, you know, it's going to be too late to have made that decision before. So I just thought we would just think a little bit about the timing of these readings. They're just a little bit out of sequence. Did you ever figure this out? Advent is the season in which we celebrate the preparation, you know, for either the coming of Jesus at Christmas or the second coming. And yet they always drop these things in a couple of weeks before. And Father Brian's smart enough to have me preach on this one instead of him. See, that's why he's the senior rector, you know. And so I thought this was really great. He says, it's the traditional scripture readings for Advent emphasize both the first and second coming of Jesus Christ and our accountability for faithfulness. I thought that was a great use of twist of phrase there. Accountability for faithfulness at his coming, judgment on sin, and the hope of eternal life. Good stuff. Today's gospel ended up with this interesting little phrase. By the way, Father Brian chose this translation because every once in a while it hits something just so, it's meaty. It just, it kind of says it in a way that just jumps out at you. And it wrapped it up, it says, "You too must keep watch, for you do not know the day or hour of my return." So the question is this: what do we do about this? You know, how do we stay prepared, you know, all the time? You know, it's I found out is I can do something. I'm on a diet right now that you can do. You have to discipline yourself for 12 days, and then you get to goof off for 2 days, you know, and then you get to do it for 12 days, and then you get to goof off for 12 days. But you never know what the day is, right? See, so you can't live your Christian life, you know, with 12 days on and 2 days off. It doesn't work that way. You'll have to always be prepared. You always have to be watchful about your life. And ask yourself the question is, you know, if you knew that Jesus was returning on Christmas Day, which would be really cool, you know, what would you do to prepare for that? And what would be different about it than how you're living your life right now? Moments of reflection. He's coming at someday. Could it happen during Advent? Yes. Could it happen tomorrow? Yes. You know, the question is, are you prepared? And by the way, you've been given a warning. You've been told it's going to happen. And when it happens, it's going to be too late to make your decisions. So the encouragement is, make your decisions and live your life always as if it's true. Now, what if they're wrong about the pre-trib rapture, the mid-trib rapture, and the post-trib rapture? Does it matter? The answer is no. You know, let's put it this way. If you don't believe in it and it happens and you're ready, who cares? You know, it's not what you say. It's not a necessary belief for salvation. But if you don't prepare, it really matters what you believe. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord our God, we just thank you that sometimes you ask us to be reminded that you are coming again, and it could happen at any time and any hour. And you have asked us, Lord God, to be reminded of, about our lives, how we live them, and whether they are righteous and holy, or whether they are under the god of this world. So we pray, O Lord God, that you would move our hearts by your Spirit, that we would live according to your will, always ready to meet our Maker. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.